Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Turkey's highest court takes a public stand against what many say is religious freedom. Then, a shipping container full of gospel resources finally reaches Haitians for Christ. The details on those stories coming your way now. First, although Christianity's historic roots run deep in Turkey, it's a difficult place to live out your faith today. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
the Turkish government wants to wipe out Christianity and its history. They see Christianity and the spreading of the gospel as a national security situation.
The Turkish government drove 9 foreign Christian leaders out of the country in recent years because they were sharing the gospel. Although believers took legal action to refute that decision, Turkey's highest court just ruled that the government's expulsion does not violate religious freedom.
One of the knocks against Turkey has been their violation of human rights. So in a sense, this is pretty interesting that they would do something this public, because that pushes them away from being accepted in the EU.
6 of the court's 13 judges disagreed with the majority opinion.
Those 6 are just thinking, no, if we set this precedent, it will be very dangerous for our country.
Believers can now appeal to the European Court of Human Rights.
And that will put Turkey on the defensive. So it's, again, a situation that we're going to be watching very closely.
Pray for strength and endurance for believers in Turkey.
It'll be interesting to see how the international community responds to that.
Meanwhile, there's a gaping hole in the U.S. mission field, and many families believe they're just too busy to address it. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministries.
Frankly, people just don't have time here in the United States. They have lots and lots of times to play soccer and to play baseball and to do all the things that they think their kids need to do. And yet many, many, many parents do not spend time just going through the Bible with their kids.
A study from Barna Group showed that only 5% of Christians are discipling others. More than 62% of believers think disciple-making takes too much of a time commitment. But our children shouldn't be casualties of that trend. They need to know Christ, and they need to be taught by example how to pray and study God's Word.
If your kids don't see you doing it, and it's not important to you, why would it be important to them?
That's where Keys for Kids' digital, print, and audio resources come in. They serve as a devotional starting point to help you build up the faith of the kids in your life.
And as you prioritize and you teach your kids to prioritize, you're going to see wonders. Things are going to happen. There are going to be many questions that your kids are going to ask you, and you may not know the answer to them. And that's okay, because then you're opening the Word together and finding those answers together.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Finally, Haiti's gang violence in Port-au-Prince has disrupted more than just tourism to that island nation. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says their partners have been waiting for a container full of scripture booklets for months.
We shipped it out of here in November of 23. It got to the port, but then things blew up down there. Nothing could happen. And so it sat there and we started praying.
Time went by and nothing changed.
We kept asking them, how's it going? And they said, well, there's nobody working at the ports. And even if we could get it cleared, you can't get it through the streets of Port-au-Prince. It's too dangerous.
Finally, on June 6th,
we got the word that they had it.
The booklets were quickly unpacked and distributed to partners who'd been waiting for outreach material for months. God's Word is already changing lives in Haiti.
One of our guys said, I received a report from one of our programs in the South. We've had 10 professions of faith recently, and it's all because of the booklets.
Praise God for this development, and pray that lives will change as people read these scripture booklets and discover the gospel message.
It won't take long for us to have to provide another container. We want to be able to meet those needs while people are willing to go and do it and do the work and use it, because, as we know, the time is short. I am so impressed with the faithfulness of God's people, and we are so privileged just to give them tools. And once they get them, they just go.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.